Some bills will streamline veteran services to help them better transition into civilian life. One bill waives the one-year residency requirement to qualify for in-state tuition. Another provides veterans a free copy of their vital records to help them apply for state and federal benefits, while some others are designed to reduce the burdens of military families during deployment. The governor said many service members spend some time in Virginia, and it's only fair to make them feel welcome after they've made so many sacrifices.
We're looking for new ways to make it easier for veterans to become teachers, to become licensed in certain areas, maybe with different waivers, because we know with their incredible fortitude and patriotism and obviously their
talent
and their bravery, the skills they've gotten in the military, that they will be enormous contributors to the society. So we'd rather have them stay here and apply their talents in Virginia instead of moving to some other state.
Already, there are more than 823,000 veterans residing in Virginia, and by the year 2016, the state is projected to house the fourth highest number of veterans nationwide. Reporting from Richmond, I'm Tommy McNeil.